And you're up again.
Yep.
24-490.
Put your application in again when you're through.
24-499. Lieutenant, would you state your name again for the record?
Lieutenant Joe, FICACELOI.
And the statement of your case, Lieutenant?
Sure. So, similar to the last case, the appellant applied for a pistol permit. He filled out the form 799C. He had it notarized October 30th of 2023. And he questioned in that form regarding his any prior arrests. He checked no. In doing our research, we found that he had been arrested twice in the past, one for possession of cocaine, one for a domestic violence incident. He failed to disclose those. Again, it's been a few years, so the way I used to operate, I would reach out to the appellant to get his or her side of the story and why they didn't indicate it. I'm assuming I reached out to the appellant. I don't think I ever spoke with him. The difference between his charges and the last appellant's charges is the time and distance is quite wider. So if he had reached out to me back then, we had an understanding that maybe he just made an error. Things might have gone different.
If he had disclosed, a brief statement of your case, sir?
Well, I'm not remembering that time. It was 20 years ago or more, because I'm 20 years in church right now. So I changed my whole life around. And I don't forget when I put it on the paper, I did not remember that time, because I'm not a person being in trouble all the time. I see it once. And the time that I got the bag of cocaine was empty. But it's one that I've been doing that everybody else doing by that time. But right now, I'm changed my whole life. I'm a pastor. I got an organization, Chaplain, that we help people in the street. That we help with the drug addiction.
This is a brief statement.
I'm sorry.
We'll give you more time in a minute.
Okay.
Lieutenant.
Is it question time or more statement?
More statement.
More statement.
I don't have any more statements. Just briefly, I'll say what I said before. He applied. He failed to disclose that he had been arrested several times. I wasn't able to speak with him. My notes don't indicate that I ever did speak with him, so that's why he was denied.
If he had disclosed these things, would you have granted the permit?
Well, I would have had to hear his side of the story, but the 1995 cocaine possession charge probably wouldn't have bothered me 30 years ago. The domestic violence, obviously I would have had some more questions. I'm sorry, he wasn't arrested for domestic violence. He was involved in a domestic violence case. He was arrested for drinking and driving. I'm sorry. Like I said, I worked overnight a little. But again, I never was able to reach out. We never were able to speak with one another. At the time, I was doing quite a few of these every Friday. So we denied him based on the fact that he didn't have an accurate application.
You know when the date was of the round for the domestic?
It was not domestic.
He wasn't arrested for
DUI.
Domestic. I apologize.
Yeah, DUI.
The DUI, I can tell you. It was a little more recent. It was 2003.
2003.
Do you have questions for the lieutenant?
No.
Do we have questions for the lieutenant?
I'm guessing that from our packet that while there was an arrest, it looks like in Springfield,
that Mass.
Yes.
I don't see a conviction on there.
I don't either.
Because that probably would have been a felony.
Yes.
And so the only conviction is for the DWI up in Mass that has the arrest and the conviction.
Correct.
Thank you.
Did you say the cocaine had no conviction?
Correct.
Yeah. Because I had that question too. Is Class B, is that a felony or what is that exactly?
Other questions? Your turn, sir.
So now, it's like 20 years, I give my heart to God, and I changed my life. So I'm 15 years doing an organization called Chaplain Organization. That we help people in the street. We give it free clothes. We give it food. We help people to reorganize his life. We bring it to the program, alcohol program, or drug program. And I'm 5 years, I'm a pastor of the church. That's what I'm
How old were you when, in 1995?
Oh, I'm 53 right now, so I'm okay.
Okay.
Sure. I just have one application. When you filled out the application and you had it, do you remember you had it notarized? You know what notarized means, where you have somebody who's a notary sign it? Can I show it to him?
Yeah.
This is your signature here?
Yes.
Okay. And above it just states that, anything, if it's determined anything is false or inaccurate, shall constitute grounds for the denial of the application. Do you understand what that means?
No.
Okay. So if you fill this application out and you check boxes and you check that no, you've never been arrested, then the town of East Hartford has to assume that you're not being truthful with us.
Okay.
And that's why you were denied.
Okay.
Okay. You seem like a nice guy. You seem like you're on the right path. I'm not arguing with you. And if you had reached out to me back in 2023 and we spoke like this, you're a lot different than the last as far as time and distance. That's all I have.
Questions?
Sir, so you understood why you were denied, correct, from the
yes.
letter? That
yes.
you didn't didn't supply the application. And I agree with Lieutenant that, it's been, 20 years, give or take, different person and everything. On our questionnaire, we sent you a questionnaire that you filled out, remember?
Yes.
Okay. We asked for the same thing that the lieutenant asked for,
okay.
Remember? And you left that blank. So, you knew you were denied for failure to list your arrest and convictions. And then on our form, you didn't list anything either, and I don't know why.
Because when I filled out the application, I wrote in Google.
Not their application, our application.
Okay.
So you already know you got denied because you didn't fill out your arrest history for East Hartford, correct?
No, I don't know. I got the paper about 2-3 weeks ago.
No, this was for East Hartford when you got your denial letter. They said why you were denied.
Oh, yes.
And we sent you a questionnaire. Mm-hmm. And it says, please list all criminal matters in which you were convicted or pled guilty, then motor vehicle driving history, in-state or out-of-state. And you left all that blank, too.
Okay.
Why did you leave that blank?
Because I was the one who filled it up. And when I filled it up, I did not understand a lot of English. When you talk to me, I understand. But
okay.
Writing, I had to go to my phone, go to Google and translate. And it was hard. When the English in the papers,
yep.
It's hard when somebody talks to me.
But it's sort of like you got denied for not understanding the questions, and then you did the same thing with us.
I
agree with the lieutenant. It's been 22 years, but it's... you got to get that stuff kind of right, because if in the future you go and you're going to purchase a firearm or do something else and make those mistakes on the paperwork, it's not a good thing.
Okay. No, I want to
have
somebody else to help me to fill it out. Because I did it by myself.
Okay.
Nobody else to help me. So.
Yep.
I'll mention next time.
I just don't understand why you didn't put it on your application to the police department. I know what you started to say something, like you forgot about it, but then you clearly remember it. So why did you not put it on your original application, your arrests?
Okay. I'm not remember by that time. That was this 30 years when that happened that I now figured out that.
All right, well, let me ask you then. Possession Class B cocaine, tell me about that.
That was an empty bag, but he put it like a cocaine. I'm not the person to fight him with a police or any officer or somebody with authority.
Where was it?
An empty bag in Massachusetts.
Okay.
I was getting it in my packet.
Did you get handcuffed?
Yeah.
Did you get the back of a police car?
Yeah, he said.
Taken into booking?
Yeah.
Taking pictures? You remember it, is my point.
Now, yes.
But my point is it's very difficult to believe. When you filled out the application, you didn't remember that at all.
No. I'm never going to lie to you.
How about the DUI? In 2003?
I know that I got a TDWI. I don't know that was calling back.
Did you remember that when you filled out the application?
No.
Okay, were you, same thing, were you at the side of the road and do a field test where they checked your balance and?
And all that stuff.
They did all that?
I'm not, yes.
Okay, and then did they put you in handcuffs?
Yes.
Put you in the back of a cruiser?
Yes.
Take you into booking, have to be bonded out, have to go to court several times? And you're saying you did not remember that 2 years ago when you filled out your application?
I'm sorry, I forgot.
And when you filled out our form for the board a couple of weeks ago, you didn't?
Maybe I did not understand the application when I filled it up, so maybe I must understand.
All right, thank you.
Have I given you a chance to ask him questions?
Yeah.
He did, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, following what the chief said, it strikes me as kind of odd that, you know, you've got this great life, one problem, maybe two, the whole time, and that doesn't stand out in your mind when the police stop you and you're handcuffed. You know, it seems like if somebody is always a bad guy, he's going to maybe, oh, I did so many bad things, I don't remember. But you're a good guy, you do all these good things in your life, and this is this one time you're stopped by the police, and you don't remember that. That strikes me as kind of strange.
Sorry, by that time that I filled out the application, I do not remember. That means that I forget. Mm-hmm. But that time when I filled out the application, it's not coming in my mind. Mm-hmm. I'm not, right now I can clear, understand, yes, it was mm-hmm. true.
Yeah.
But that time that I filled out the application, maybe I do not understand clear what I had to fill it out. Mm-hmm. And you know, like I'm not a person that, he understands English. Mm-hmm. I can read a book in English, mm-hmm. I don't.
So
maybe I do the translate. Maybe I don't understand, but I'm never going to deny that I do these two mistakes. Yeah, I did it.
So now it's more you didn't understand what you were supposed to list as opposed to I don't remember what I did.
No, I remember what I did.
Ah, okay.
I remember what I did. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to deny it.
Right. Okay.
I remember that I did these two mistakes. Okay. Yes, I did it.
Okay, because
but to put it on the paper, I was not that day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying you're a bad person, but when you first said why you didn't put it down, you said you didn't remember. So, okay, thank you.
Other questions?
I think for this case, obviously, I would say English as a second language has some impact on the understanding, and that these arrests or convictions, the bag was empty apparently, so I'm not sure exactly what happened there. I can understand 30 years ago, 25 years ago, why it's not fresh in your mind. But you should also just know that when other people get to see your case, law enforcement, or the people on this board, we clearly know what that means. So that's why you're getting a little pushback here.
Yeah, yeah.
So that'll inform my decision.
Colonel Overturf.
So this is a denial by East Hartford Police Department. The basis of the denial was the appellant's failure to disclose in a 1995 an arrest for cocaine with that has no disposition, seems that there's no conviction with that case. The appellant does have one arrest with a conviction, which was for DWI out of Massachusetts in 03. The appellant has no adverse contact with police since 22 years. He is a pastor in his community. Like no issues at all with the last 22 years.
Comments by the board?
You just mentioned the issuing authority does deserve a true and accurate application, as we always say. And if an appellant has a question, you should ask. You know, it's important.
And I'll just make note, it is good when the police department reaches out to the appellant to try and clear these things up ahead of time. We do appreciate that.
I've done it so many times that had he reached out to me back in 2023, this probably
we probably wouldn't
made
be here. Yeah, so we appreciate that.
The police department's been very good.
Yeah, we
that.
Appreciate that, sir.
Yeah. Time for a vote. Chief Rosensweig.
We're going to issue an authority.
Attorney Evangelisti.
Appellant.
I'm going to vote for the appellant.
I need to keep track here. Two appellant, one issue authority.
Yes.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Tony
Cinetti. I'm basing my decision on who he is now, not the mistakes he's made, so I'm voting for the appellant.
And I'm voting for the issuing authority, but the appellant is successful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good day.